All right, on today's podcast episode, we have more news out of Apple that they are potentially going to have a Google Gemini deal partnership this fall. We're going to talk about the implications today on the episode. But Jaden, what do you think about all this?
Okay, I'm super, super excited. I think there's some massive implications. But before we get into that, I have to tell you, Jamie and I have been working our hearts out and planning something for you guys for the last 2 months. And we are finally ready to launch this. This is the big launch of the AI Hustle School community. This is a community where you can go subscribe, join a group where we talk about different AI side hustles that we do, different online side hustles that we do. This is what Jamie and I live and breathe all day, every day. Since I quit my job, I think 4 years ago now or 5 years ago now, I have been exclusively surviving off of online side hustles. I've been building software. I've been doing all sorts of things. And we decided that we needed to create a place to share that with you guys. So we've created a school community where we'll be dropping exclusive content. And we're not sharing this anywhere else. Insider tips, tricks, actual products that we use, our best-selling products, stuff that we don't want to share out with like the entire internet because, you know, we don't want to give away all of our secrets, but we will share them with you guys if you join the group. We have a link in the description. We would love to have you in there, but let's get back to the podcast. So the big news, like Jamie was saying, Apple has announced that Google Gemini might be coming to iPhone this fall. Now, this isn't a huge surprise because they've essentially been talking about this for a while, right? They said when they did the big partnership with ChatGPT, they said, look, you can ask Siri a question. You can ask it to search ChatGPT for the answer. I think specifically if Siri doesn't know it. And they said, you know, we'll be adding other AI models. They didn't really elaborate. And it looks like Google Gemini might be one of the first big models that they'll be adding here. Jamie, how do you think this changes things to have Google on there other than just, you know, kind of like ChatGPT is the default AI model?
Well, I think this is really interesting because last week, I believe we talked about how Meta potentially was going to be, you know, integrating with their AI with the iPhone. But in this article I'm reading right now, it said that Meta was quickly rejected because its Llama chatbot just isn't good enough. So oof, that's kind of harsh.
Brutal.
Yeah. But yeah, because like it's kind of confusing. Okay, first it's ChatGPT, now it's Gemini, and then Meta tried to squeeze in there, but apparently couldn't pull it off. But yeah, it's really interesting how they're gonna pull this off. There also was a recent announcement that they're gonna try to introduce some AI features in with the Apple headset. I forget what it's called, Apple Vision
VR
Pro
headset.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting to see what platform, what they use for as well. But yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, so okay, the first thing, you're right. Like, it's hard because Llama is like an open source thing. Yeah, it might not be quite as good, but it definitely gets a lot of clout because it's like open source. And so everyone talks about it. It is embedded into Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, Instagram as well. So I think like that's a big boost to it. It's going to get there. And I don't think it's that far behind. What I will say is ChatGPT makes perfect sense. Google Gemini, sure. Anthropic's Claude, I would not be surprised. And I don't know why we're not even hearing anything about this because I think that one's even better. ChatGPT and Anthropic are like fighting it out for the top player. So I think that could be big. Okay. This is what I want to tell you about Google Gemini and why I think it is more important than most people think. Whatever your business is and whatever your career is, Google Gemini is super important for you because it is what powers the AI snippets at the top of Google. And right now we know that Google search is getting completely annihilated. A lot of people I talk to, they don't go and look through the Google search anymore. They just look at that featured snippet that Google has at the top because that's going to summarize everything they need to know. It's got links if you want to click and get more info, but really it's good. And like, yeah, there's been a lot of controversy about them like pulling data from Reddit that says that, you know, pregnant mothers should smoke or you should eat 5 nails a day or like there's just like ridiculous things people have said on Reddit as obviously being satirical and then Google trained on it and like they post it. So there's like all the drama. Obviously that stuff's going to get fixed. I have been speaking with business owners this week that said their business, so specifically it's like a show, it's a city like Las Vegas, but it's not in Las Vegas, that does like a lot of shows. And it's like famous for shows. People come see all the live performances. And they are one of the top ranked shows in the city, according to Google Gemini. And since they were able, they did a lot of like crazy stuff to make that happen. But since they got ranked as a top ranked show, according to Google Gemini, every time someone does a search for best shows in that city, they're the number one show. And then, you know, there's all these people below them, including like massive, you know, celebrities and stuff, but they're still number one. And because they're number one, they said that their bookings for their show, even though all the other shows in the area, they said it's kind of a slow year and they're all probably down like 50%, they are up 50% on bookings on their show. Wow. Because they are top ranked in Google Gemini. So I really do think that Google Gemini is a bigger deal than a lot of people think. And when people talk about like, oh, why does it matter? Whatever. It's ChatGPT, it's Google Gemini, it's Anthropic that Apple uses. I think it matters. And I think that you want to make sure that you're not sleeping on Google Gemini. You want to focus, if you're a business, on making sure that you rank on that platform, like on that AI model. You want that AI model to say you're the number one person or place or thing for your service in your, you know, wherever you're at.
Oh man, that is crazy huge. I mean, that's, people don't realize that, you know, the SEO specialists, I think you're going to have to either become Google Gemini specialists and know how to rank companies. Otherwise they're going to be obsolete. I think SEO largely will become a thing of the past. I would love to know how they did that, honestly, because
I'll break it down.
That's going to change everything. Yeah. Oh, you're going to break it down for us right now?
I'm going to break it down. This is so juicy. I mean, we could probably do an entire other podcast episode on this, which I don't know, maybe for the labeling reasons. But if you are listening to this podcast today, you're the lucky one that didn't even know you're going to get this masterclass in ranking on AI models. We'll probably go in more detail another day. But this is how they did it. And this is so crazy. They got 20, I think they use virtual assistants mostly, but employees essentially of their company and virtual assistants, to go to ChatGPT and to Google Gemini and say, what's the top show in my city? And then when it responded, if it said a different show, they would say, that's not correct. I actually think it's this other show in it. And it would, like, the AI models are always like, okay, sure. Like, it's that other show, like whatever. Right. And whenever they would say, then when the AI model would say it was their show, they would give it a thumbs up. So on like ChatGPT, you can thumbs up or thumbs down a thing. If it said it was a different show, they would thumbs down it. If it said it was their show, they would thumbs up it. And they did this for like 2 months where they kept just pestering it over and over again. And because ChatGPT takes all the training data that you're, when you're talking to it, it takes that in and it trains off of it. Like, it fine tunes its model with people's responses. Eventually it got it to the point, and they did it all from different IP addresses, and they were kind of sneaky with it, but they got it to the point where whenever you ask it first try, it will always say that they are number one.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. That's nuts.
That is a golden nugget embedded in this podcast episode that I hope you guys all enjoy. I think it's amazing. There's some really crazy stuff going down. You can do this. So essentially use that same strategy with Google Gemini. I think this is going to be a big business in the future where it's going to be LLM SEO pretty much. LLM ranking is going to be a strategy. There's some other interesting things that I've seen people doing there. We got to do a whole podcast episode diving into LLM ranking, because I think it's crazy, and there's some very interesting things going on in the space to try to get you to actually rank.
Maybe we should make that paid content in the
the
school group, because I want to know that and not tell anybody else about that.
All right, I will make a video on LLM ranking. If you guys are subscribed to the school group, link in the description, you can get that juicy content. I hope you enjoyed the teaser. We're going to go in depth on it, because I've been talking to some people this week that have just blown my mind on what they're doing there. If you enjoyed the episode today, please subscribe. Make sure to join our school group. We want to see you in there, and we hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting.
JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For JD Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.